So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This guy is a machine. All he does is work out and pick winners.
Early Odds with Joe Ostrowski.
Oregon's down by 12. They're on the 45-yard line with no timeouts.
Oregon's got an all-American field goal kicker.
Why didn't somebody tell me?
Chicago Sports Betting Show.
Touchdown, Ohio State. There are some folks who are celebrating and others who are saying, you've got to be kidding me.
You kind of know what I'm thinking about.
Over or under?
Under would be the key word. Hello?
Bet with an edge.
He'd find out the kind of inside stuff nobody else knew, and that's what he put his money on. He even figured out the different bounce you got off the different kinds of wood they used on college basketball courts, you know?
Early Odds with Joe Ostrowski.
A friend of mine is very smart, said, I've been very lucky with gambling. I've never won.
Saturday mornings on 670 The Score and the Radio.com app.
Tomorrow, the big day. Yeah, the Super Bowl, but since it's the biggest sports betting day of the year, Mitch Rosen decided to give us another Early Odds tomorrow for 3 hours. I'll be here talking Rams, Patriots, sides, totals, and props with bookmakers and some of the sharpest bettors around from 9 a.m. to noon right here on The Score and the Radio.com app. That is tomorrow, 9 a.m. to noon. In just a moment, we'll find out about some of the monster bets that are hitting sportsbooks as I speak. Inside the clubhouse with Bruce Levine and Matt Spiegel coming your way at 9 o'clock. A big thanks to Vic Chalksey over at TheBigLead.com for mentioning this show in an article titled The 50 Best Gambling Follows on Twitter. Vic is a huge Score guy, a lot ridiculous that I was mentioned before guys like Scott Van Pelt or Bill Simmons, but it is much appreciated. We go out to the desert here on Early Odds to check in with Patrick Everson. He is a senior writer over at Covers.com. Does a knockout job. He's a must-follow on Twitter, at Covers_Vegas. And Patrick, how long have you been out in Vegas?
25 years. Long time.
And you know what? A lot has changed in the last year, from last year's Super Bowl. Now we've got 8 states with legalized sports betting, full-scale sports betting, and the American Gaming Association says $6 billion are going to be bet on tomorrow's Super Bowl. A year ago, they estimated $4.7 billion. Now, leading up to this Super Bowl, do you notice any changes out there?
Well, definitely the issue with more money, but keep in mind, still with that number, it's a great number, but still the overwhelming majority of that is going to be bet outside of licensed, legal, regulated sports books. Now, that said, the sports betting landscape has changed dramatically in the last year with the Supreme Court rule overruling PASPA, and there are, you know, 7-8 other states beyond Nevada now that have legal sports betting. So there's certainly been a lot of changes over the course of the last several months. Certainly, it's been interesting over the last few weeks as the college football season wound down and the NFL playoffs ramped up. You can definitely see a difference. I think the total handle on this nationwide among regulated sports books is going to be tremendous, 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 tremendous. And the overwhelming majority of that is going to come in the next, in just the next day. Most of it comes in over the weekend, and it's already been bet really, really well, but that still only represents a fraction of what we're going to see. So I think you're going to see incredible handle among the licensed, regulated sports books in all these other states.
I don't know if a lot of people thought we'd be at 8 at this point, but based on the information that you have, some of the conversations that you've had, how many states do you think we'll be at for next year's Super Bowl?
That's a good question. I know a lot of people have said, you know, kind of put an over-under, if you will, to put it in sports betting terms, are thinking like 19, 20.
Whew.
I think that might be a little optimistic. Maybe it's not bad for an over-under number, I guess, to draw some action on both sides, if you will. But it could certainly approach that. I do think it's going to be a few more states. we could get close to a third of the country having some form of legal regulated sports betting by the time Super Bowl 54 rolls around. That wouldn't necessarily surprise me. And I think it's just smart business because, as I pointed out with your first question, the American Gaming Association is saying there's going to be somewhere between $5 and $6 billion bet on this year's Super Bowl. Well, still, the overwhelming majority of that is going to be bet at, you know, offshores or with your local bookie or what have you. This is not stuff that's going to be bet in a legal regulated market. So it's money that states all over the country are missing out on, and it's happening whether they like it or not, whether it's legal or not, it's happening. So I would hope that that's just an impetus for other states considering it to get on board by the time Super Bowl 54 rolls around.
Patrick, I love that you do a great job tracking all the big bets going down out there through all your connections. Where do we stand now about a day and a half before the Super Bowl? How many big bets are rolling in?
Well, there's certainly Friday certainly brought a lot more into the picture. This is the time when everybody was getting ready to pull the trigger, and I talked to a few different operators in the last couple of days as you got up to Friday and now into Saturday, and they were like, "Listen, we've got some very large wagers approved. We're just waiting to see if they pull." Well, on Friday they certainly began pulling. Really, they began pulling on Thursday as Gil Alexander, the great Gil Alexander at VSiN, tweeted out on Thursday night. MGM Books took a $2 million bet and had not been able to confirm anything more than that, though. That's all MGM was willing to confirm at this point, was just the amount of the wager, not who it was on, side total, etc. So it'll be interesting. I assume that'll come out, so keep an eye out for that. But on Friday at William Hill, there was a $1.5 million wager on Rams money line at plus 120. So if that bet wins, the bettor would collect an additional $1.8 million. So that was the first seven-figure wager that was not only confirmed bet, but also confirmed what type of wager it was, who that bettor played on that wager. And also on Friday, the Superbook got its largest wager so far, not seven figures, but a good six-figure bet, $120,000 on the Patriots at minus two, which they actually bought. That bettor actually bought a half a point to get that down to two, which I thought was interesting because there are some bookmakers who think this may get down to two, and there was a win. Las Vegas here went to two on Thursday for a period of time and into Friday, I think, even a little bit. That bettor could have went and got that two without, you know, paying the premium for that to buy that half point, but we'll see. That bettor may prove to be right. Maybe the number closes at 2.5 or 3. It's going to be an interesting weekend.
When you started to say that a big bet came in at William Hill, I thought for sure you were going to say Rams plus 3 because that's one of the few books offering that number. It feels like it's been slower before we get to these monster bets. Is that because they haven't gotten to town yet or because they're just waiting on the 3?
I think it's a combination of both. Really good question. It's a combination of both. When you're talking Las Vegas, everybody's rolling in for the weekend, that, you know, Friday night, Saturday morning. And the overwhelming majority of the money wagered on the Super Bowl, and not only here, but in all these other legal jurisdictions, while there have been a fair amount of large bets, while there was a lot of Patriots play early when the point spread went up and the Patriots were an underdog initially and the number got pushed 2.5, 3 points the Patriots' way to make them a favorite, there was certainly money moving those numbers, but not the volume of money that you're going to see over the course of the weekend. That's when, I mean, a lot of books say, look, we're looking at 80 to 90% of the action we get on this game coming in over the weekend. Furthermore, a huge chunk of that 80 to 90% is going to be on proposition bets. It's going to be a lot of the casual and public bettors trying to have some fun this weekend. That's what I'm going to be trying to do. I'm going to be laying out some money for a bunch of these fun prop bets. But a good chunk of that is going to be on prop bets as well, not necessarily on the point spread or the total or the money line, some of the more standard wagers, but on some of these more unique opportunities that the bettors try to either have some fun with, or there are awful lot of wise guys and advantage players that find holes in those props or find good opportunities, and they try to take advantage of that too.
You've got early odds on 670 The Score. My name's Joe Ostrowski, along with Patrick Everson over at Covers.com on Twitter. He's at Covers_Vegas. And, Patrick, what's interesting to me is a couple of the books that do have that 3 available, they decided to make that jump Golden Nugget, and William Hill. Now, they're not just in Nevada. They're in multiple states. Is there anything to that?
I think there's a little. There's more to that for William Hill than Golden Nugget. William Hill's got close to a dozen operations in Mississippi and obviously got a couple spots in New Jersey. And in New Jersey, you've got widespread mobile use as well. Mississippi has mobile, but you can only use the mobile if you're actually in the physical building that you're using. So it's not mobile in the sense that we're all kind of getting, you know, that we're all used to in Nevada, and that these other states that have it, such as New Jersey, are accustomed to in the several months since sports betting got legalized there. So there's a little to that in the case of William Hill. And in fact, they are seeing, you know, some different responses state by state with how the game is being bet. And in fact, for an article I have up on covers.com right now, just posted late, well, actually posted a couple days back, but late Thursday night, early Friday. Nick Bogdanovich, who's the director of trading for William Hill, he said Nevada's got more two-way action, New Jersey more Patriots money, and Mississippi a little higher on the Rams. So kind of an interesting trichotomy there, if you will, rather than a dichotomy. I don't even know if trichotomy is a word.
It is now.
We're going to trot it out here for your listening audience on 670. With Golden Nugget, the difference there is Golden Nugget here in Vegas, Tony Miller and Aaron Kessler, sportsbook directors down there, obviously, first off, they do a great job, and they're wonderful people to deal with down there. They run a really good book. But that operation is completely separate from Golden Nugget in New Jersey. Tony and Aaron are not the ones working those numbers, supplying those odds or anything. It's a separate operation. So what they're doing here, really, they're an independent shop in downtown Las Vegas. They're doing their thing. So, and I talked to Tony about it, and he just said, look, I'm just trying to get some Rams money. And oddly enough, the first bet he got after he went to Patriots -3, and I don't know if it was somebody just not paying attention to the number or whatever, but he ended up getting a large bet, or at least a large bet by Golden Nugget standards, on Patriots -3. Instead of getting some Rams +3 money, he initially got, his first bet was initially a Patriots wager, which was kind of interesting. But I'm sure he's seeing some Rams money now, and that's the thing. These guys have made a decision that they want to see some Rams money, and I do think they'll get it at 3. Most people around town talking think this closes 2.5, maybe even goes down to 2, and some people are even speculating, I don't know, but some people are speculating that this gets down to 1.5. So if you're a Patriots bettor, you might want to sit tight.
And you're right about Aaron Kessler. Great guy. He's actually a Chicago guy. You probably know that.
You betcha.
Yeah.
You betcha.
And he jumps on my Early Odds podcast every single week, and people can check that out if they'd like. So all the money early, sharp, public, all Patriots, right? Is there such a thing this week as far as the sides go, where the sharp money is going at this point?
Well, at this point, if you're just talking, you know, spread total.
Yeah.
Any place that still has, you know, 56.5 sharp players are probably playing the over on that. If they prefer the under, then they're sitting tight and hoping this gets back up to 57.5, 58, waiting for that number to go back up. And I think it will go back up. It may not go quite as high as some think. I've heard from different books, some books speculate it'll get to 58, 59. Others are saying, I really don't think it's going to get back to 57, you know, maybe 57.5. And honestly, the sharps were on New England right out of the gate at the books that had New England as a one-point underdog. So, you know, that ship has long since sailed. It doesn't mean that it won't come back. If this line comes back down, you might see some more Patriots bettors jumping on. If this gets down to 2, gets down to 1.5, especially, you may see some more sharp play there. But I think that's kind of what they're looking at this point. You know, they were, like I said, the sharps were in early and as far on the Patriots against the spread, and maybe taking over right now if they can still get a 56 or 56.5. And if they're looking at the under, then they're waiting to see if that goes up over the course of the next day and a half.
With Patrick Everson of Covers.com, my name is Joe Ostrowski. You've got Early Odds. Don't forget the Early Odds Super Bowl special tomorrow, 9 a.m. up until noon. Patrick, is there anything notable as far as the prop bets go?
Well, I think there are a couple of fun things to point out here. And this comes from another story I had up on Covers a couple of days ago, and it's still up there now. So if readers, if you get a chance, avail yourself of Covers.com, and you can find this story that I did it was kind of an action report on the proposition betting, which at some books they estimate will make up, as I alluded to a little bit earlier, this can end up being 50 to 60% of their handle on the Super Bowl. People bet the props like crazy because they bet five or six of them at a time so that they have something going on the whole game. But not to belabor that point, but a couple of interesting things around Vegas and around the country. MGM Resort Sportsbooks, which obviously have an operation in New Jersey, obviously have operations in Mississippi and a ton of shops here in Nevada. The MVP prop, they got hammered on Aaron Donald to win the MVP, the Rams defensive lineman. Opened 70-1.
Oh.
7-0-1. Down to 15-1. They got drilled on that. Now, Scott Shelton, behind the counter at the Mirage, one of the MGM's books, said, look, the prop is on scale with the Von Miller disaster from a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
However, he said, only we would love it because it means the Rams won. They're so certain that they're going to need the Rams that they'll take that big hit on the prop in order to win on the game itself. So that was a pretty good one.
You can go next level with it too, right? Because that would mean a lot of the unders and nose would hit on the other prop bets as far as yardage, right?
Very likely, yes. Very likely. We could end up with a high-scoring game where you could have a lot of props hit, as was the case last year. I mean, Philly won last year as a dog, but they got, you know, the Superbook especially was among those that got killed on the prop market because there was a lot of yeses and plus money bets and so forth that did deliver. But that is a possibility. You mentioned Aaron Kessler. I talked to him. The one that he really likes, and you've got to lay a pretty good price on it, but he likes it, and that is no on will the Rams be penalized for roughing Brady. And no is a big favorite, minus 360. But Aaron really likes that one. The yes is at plus 280 downtown at the Golden Nugget here in Las Vegas. The Superbook, a lot of action on over for the number of players who throw a pass, totals 2.5, and they're getting hit pretty good on the over on that. And also, will either team score in the first 6.5 minutes, which I think is a great one. The money's on yes at the Superbook on that. And, in fact, it opened minus 130, the yes did, and it got bet all the way up to minus 150. And then just real briefly, I don't know how much of a time crunch we're on, but there's a new operator in New Jersey called PointsBet, and they're a mobile/online sports betting only. And they've got all your standard Super Bowl betting, but they also have what's called points betting. And I'll try to make this as succinct as I can because I'm sure we're up against it here. But they have props, for example, of Tom Brady passing yards multiplied by his passing touchdowns. And they offer you two totals. You can either take under 598 when you multiply those two numbers together or over 702. Those are your options. All the numbers between those two, 598 and 702, are losers. If you either hit the under or you hit the over, and
so you don't want the middle, right?
And if it lands in the middle,
yeah,
then the book scoops up all those. The book wins all those bets. So basically,
whoa,
that middle ground between 598 and 702 is kind of the juice. Rather than having juice on the bet, they win all those in the middle. But here's where it gets really interesting. Let's say Brady goes over. Let's say he throws 350 yards and three touchdowns. Well, when you multiply those two together, that's 1,050. So a $10 wager would be multiplied by how many points or yards, et cetera, that he went over the 702. So if you bet 10 bucks and he has 350 yards and three TDs for a total of 1,050, then your $10 wager gets multiplied by 348. And that's how much you win. You win $3,500 for a $10 bet.
Jeez.
So, but on the flip side, if you make that $10 wager and you lose and it goes under, you lose by the number of yards under that it goes. So that gets multiplied by 10. But that difference gets multiplied by your $10 wager.
Yeah.
So you could lose quite a bit. Like, the example I pointed out is if you bet the over and he finishes with 540, passing yards multiplied by touchdown passes, let's say it finishes at 540, which is 58 below the under, then the $10 wager, if you bet the over, would be multiplied by that 58, and you'd lose $580. So it's a really volatile market, as Ron Schell at PointsBet told me in the article that I wrote for Covers. But it's a fascinating market, and it's a way where a small wager can win an awful lot of money.
I don't know if I would ever do it, but I love the innovation. I love the new ideas. And it seems like with the proliferation of sports betting now, we're going to get new stuff like this. And, you know, earlier in the week, we had that announcement that in Jersey, they're going to have the Emmys. Just stuff like that, that's going to eventually get to Vegas. And I love just different ideas, not the old standard way.
No, absolutely. And that's what they're aiming for. PointsBet is an Australian company originally, I believe. And this has been wildly popular in Australia. And so they're trying it out here. And like I said, I was a little surprised that New Jersey jumped on board with all this, but they did. And even with some of the kind of more normal prop bets that they did allow in Jersey that currently they're not allowing in Vegas, I like the way that the New Jersey Division of Gaming is handling this, being a little more innovative, giving a few more options, ways to bring the more casual bettor or the new bettor into sports betting. I think they're doing this the right way, and I hope Nevada gets on board with a little bit more of this. Nevada's very creative, and everybody here has done a good job with the parameters in which they have to work. I think Nevada Division of Gaming, Nevada Gaming Control Board and so forth, Gaming Commission, I think they need to take a look at some of the things that New Jersey's offering and make sure that we stay at least with the curve, if not ahead of the curve. But, yeah, fascinating stuff going on at PointsBet in New Jersey, and you might want to take a look at it, but just be a little careful. There's a risk reward here, and you don't want to lose your shorts on this.
It's like Bitcoin, yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
Terrific information, Patrick. Senior writer, covers.com. Follow him on Twitter, @covers_Vegas. Oh, before I let you go, any picks that you love in tomorrow's Super Bowl?
That I love?
Yeah, props, side, total, anything you like that you're going
to
do.
I'll tell you what, I haven't gotten down on my props yet, but I'm going to on proposition bets. But I am definitely going to take yes on a fourth down conversion. I think there's going to be a fourth down conversion. These two coaches play in a way that lends itself to that. They're not afraid to take those risks. I mean, you saw, was it the Rams against the Saints? The Rams were in minus territory, and they had their punter throw a pass on fourth down, right? So Sean McVay is that kind of guy, and I like to think that Belichick is that guy when he needs to be.
Yeah.
So I love the fourth down prop of yes. Fourth down conversion. Likewise, I like the, a two-point conversion to come at some point during the game. It just seems like those kind of things have come up a little bit more. So those are a couple that I definitely am going to get a few dollars on and have some fun with.
I'm on a couple of those. Enjoy the big day tomorrow, Patrick.
I absolutely will. Thanks a lot. Great to be on, Joe, and look forward to talking to you more down the road.
Patrick Everson of Covers.com. Hell of a follow on Saturday and Sunday mornings, especially if you want to know what the house needs. He always has a bunch of quotes from all of the top Vegas bookmakers. Guys, set the alarm right now. A 3-hour Super Bowl special of early odds tomorrow, 9 a.m. to noon. Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce Levine and Matt Spiegel is next, right here on 670 The Score and the Radio.com app.